Connor Harbutt with you here on the Mighty 690 once again, taking a break from Open Line as we do have Candy Westbrook in the studio, of course, from the Coffeyville Chamber of Commerce. She's going to talk things over with us, and of course, as always, a lot of things going on here in the Coffeyville's area. So, Candy, how are you doing this morning?
Hello. Good morning, everybody. So, yes, always good stuff happening, and today we were so far away, we were at Mom and Pop Nutrition, so I had to walk a long way to get to...
Across town.
Yes. So, we were excited to be there because I love my morning teas. For those of you that are out there and you hear about these tea things, because I've got some parents who are like, what is that? I don't understand. All right. So it's not tea. It's almost like a juice. So, but if you want energy or you want a meal replacement shake or you're just needing something to give you some pick-me-up, then you stop at Mom and Pop. So they've got a little bit of everything. Skincare. I mean, it's got everything in it. So good stuff. And right now they're doing a March Madness contest. It's that time of year. So exciting.
It is.
And a whole bunch of other great promotions and contests. I was actually recording on Facebook Live, so I didn't get to take notes on all the good stuff happening. But check out their Facebook page and find out all the good things happening. All right, some other things going on. Griff Walker from Boys and Girls Club. They got a lot. Their youth have a lot of good things going on today. It's exciting. Their Resist Training, which is the group that helps fight tobacco. They are going to Topeka this week for a training, so that's kind of neat. Their robotics club is out at John Deere today for a training. So our youth actually have a lot of great opportunities, and I think that's kind of neat that we get to send to all kinds of good places. So that was that. Jamie Grant from Coffeyville Rec. Only 2 weeks left to get your tickets for the Daddy-Daughter Ball, and you need to get them because they do sell out. 700, 800 people last year, so... Make sure you get that. That is on March 21st. And then they have sign-ups going on right now for baseball and softball and tumbling. So get your kiddos. Spring is almost here. Doesn't seem like baseball season already, but it's almost here.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think the college has actually already played like 11 or something baseball games.
So
we're definitely in a full swing there. Maybe not the pro level yet, but across the other levels,
they're
yes, we are.
They're starting. They're gearing up. Wow, it's time. Kim Maxson from the Yoke. So... A lot of restaurants are staying open right now late, and so they are now open on Saturdays and Sundays for lunch. So if you want to stop in for lunch, Saturday they have a really good special. It's 2 for $20, so you get 2 hamburger baskets, an appetizer to share, and 2 soft drinks for $20. So pretty good deal. And then I'm very excited about this. So last Tuesday they had the Fat Tuesday special. They had gumbo and crawfish. I had the gumbo, and it was amazing. I don't think I've had better gumbo in a long time. It was so popular, they sold out within an hour and a half, and so they're doing it again this next Tuesday.
So what is gumbo? I mean, I might be kind
It's a Cajun dish.
Okay.
And it's usually got, like, sausage and some seafood in it, and it's a brown brothy type soup.
Okay.
But it's just got more spice than your normal soup.
Yeah.
A lot more flavor.
Yeah, certainly that's kind of a Cajun specialty.
Yes. Get some flavor going. So that was exciting. So anyway, that'll be coming up next Tuesday. Leanne Eggers from Public Library. Every Tuesday they've been doing after school activities for the kiddos. And they rotate. So it's like movies one time, crafts, games. So next Tuesday, if your kiddos need something to do after school, send them to the library and they'll have some fun. Lisa Brookover, this Saturday, the Theta 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 sorority group is having a biscuits and gravy fundraiser at the Baptist Church, and it is to raise money for the Brown Mansion. They're getting new runners to go on the stairs and down the halls, so that's kind of exciting. This is kind of something good. Martha Bond is overseeing the old Dalton Museum, because, you know, they moved now across the street. That building was bought, but the owner is wanting to lease it out to someone that's going to do something cool with it. We want something that's going to help Coffeyville thrive. So, you know, not an office building, but so anybody out there that's creative wants to come up with something to put in that, because that's a neat, neat building. It's really a cool building. But just wanting to find somebody to go in there and put something fun in that'll help Coffeyville. So if you're looking for a place to rent, give Martha a call. Speaking of other places, Jessica Herring from Heritage Homes was talking about real estate as well. Right now, she said the rates are pretty good for home buyers. So this is kind of a buyer's market, I guess. Good rates, and they have a lot of good first-time buyer programs out there. So good time to go ahead and buy a home. So, which kind of leads into my next thing. We wanted to say, well, this was on behalf of the commissioners, but then also the chamber. We were all talking about how exciting it was for the new announcement. So the South Wire building was sold, and it's a company called Prosperity Builders. And what they do is they do kind of a stick building for single family and multifamily, which is basically like apartments. But it's not the old, what we think of is when, you know, stick building, you think of the, throw together kind of modular home.
Yeah.
It's not. These are really quality. It's just that they're able to control it in inside environment, and they take it in pieces and put together like Lego. So I'm excited they're here, and another great company, more jobs, of course, and then hopefully some housing options as well. So that was exciting. The Bob York and Anne-Marie commissioners were there today, and they also wanted to tell everybody thank you for coming out last night to the State of the City address, hearing all the great information about what's Coffeyville been up to. And then Anne-Marie had a great kind of a, not a shout out, I guess, but just a PSA. You know, you guys get to deal with it too, but all the negative naysayers on Facebook and everywhere else, you know. And right now it just seems like it's peak time for that. It's like everybody has to complain about something. However, there are some amazing things going on in Coffeyville, and we just have to do a better job about promoting all the things that are awesome. Two new companies, for one. Ravens just won the title.
Yes, absolutely.
I mean, what, we have amazing things here. Our school districts are awesome. We've got a great aquatics park, parks, you name it. I could probably list about 20 things that are great, but we just have to be the ones that are a little bit more loud about it. Those people were always there. It's just that they didn't have a platform. Now they have an easy platform where they can.
Yeah, it's obviously at the end of winter when everybody's just kind of sick of the cold weather. I know that kind of brings my mood down personally.
Oh,
and so everybody's kind of just taking it out over on social media because that's your easiest outlet. That's
it
the,
is.
It's the easiest way to get to a bunch of people. So
it is. And yet nobody showed up. Not nobody. There was a good crowd. But, you know, I would have challenged everybody that was griping about stuff. Come to the city meeting last night. You know, he find out what's going on and ask questions. So, but it's okay. I'm excited. I think there's some great things happening here, and I am open to sitting down and talking to anybody that's having some frustrations. So,
yeah, absolutely. You can call me. So, yeah, I was gonna say, is there a way people can contact you if they have these kinds of thoughts or concerns?
Yeah, just ideas. If you're like, you know, this is something I wish would change about Coffeyville, then, you know, come and talk to me at the chamber. Come talk to one of the city commissioners. They're always doing one-on-one meetings, and they're happy to talk. So. There's some things that can be done. So, other couple quick announcements. So, of course, Farm and Home Show this weekend.
Yes.
It's getting so close. I can't wait. And beautiful weather was ordered for it. And so we should be enjoying that. I'm excited. Joe Brooks from Salvation Army, they are starting to take applications for summer camp. They have a summer camp they can send kids to. It's only $20, and it's like a 3 or 4 day camp. So it's really pretty cool. So taking applications now, stop by the Salvation Army for that, and then save the date because on April 14th is their annual salad lunch, and it is amazing. It's like a 3-4 table spread of just yummy salads. So very good. Very good. And then, I guess that's all our major announcements, but just our, quick chamber minute. So the chamber's got a couple things coming up. On the 12th is our monthly, I guess, After Hours event. We have a Coffeyville After Hours networking event, and that'll be at Janelle's this time, and that is on the 12th, so come out and join us. And then on the 19th is our monthly Lunch and Learn, and this month our Lunch and Learn is on the coronavirus. It is all about dispelling the myths that are out there, reducing the sensationalism, I guess you want to call it, of all the crazy media. We're all going to die. It's tomorrow. And ends, the world's going to end. So it's not going to end. Everything's great. But we do want to educate people on what it is, what to prepare for when it hits our region. We're going to have Rick from the Montgomery County Emergency Services come out and just kind of, like I said, give us the facts, the true facts, and then talk about how it can impact our business. It is impacting some businesses, even here in Coffeyville, because of the supply chain. So there are some things happening where we can't reach some other countries right now. And so it will impact business, but there are things that we can do just to prepare for that and make sure that we're... So anyway, if you want to come out, give me a call. It is limited seating, so... I think that is all I have for today.
All right. So, yeah, as always, lots of stuff going on across all of the different businesses in Coffeeville. And, of course, next time we see you, there'll be even more stuff. So,
yep, absolutely.
Look forward to seeing you next Wednesday.
All righty. Thank you.
All right. So, that was Candy Westbrook with the Coffeeville Chamber of Commerce. Don't forget, she'll be in next week once again to share some of the things going on in the Coffeeville area. As for now, though, we'll move on to your ONN beef industry news. And then we'll come back with Open Line here in about 6 or 7 minutes or so. So, you're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.